Part 1. Summary and Review. Summary. In Everybody Lies, Big Data, New Data, and What the Internet Can Tell Us About Who We Really Are, Seth Stevens Devodovitz cleverly manipulates big data to explore the dark underside of American consciousness. Using powerful new methodologies, the author analyzes anonymous Google searches across a wide range of subjects about which people tend to be secretive. From internet pornography to medical diagnoses, Stevens Devodovitz reveals startling truths about people's desires, failures, and fears. Published in 2017, the book begins with a memory that's fresh for readers, the unexpected ascension of Donald Trump to the U.S. presidency. While pundits, including data journalists like Nate Silver, didn't see it coming, the clues were planted in big data. Stevens Devodovitz, who has been working with giant datasets of search-related data on sites like Facebook, Stormfront, Wikipedia, Pornhub, and especially Google over the last decade or so, saw some intimation in the tea leaves. Before the 2006 election, he had already uncovered troubling data about how flagrant racism had negatively impacted Obama's elections, though, of course, the results were in the politician's favor. Stevens Devodovitz's work in this area was rejected by a number of the journalists at the time because so many pundits believed in a post-racial America, but his findings anticipated the white nationalism that propelled Trump into office. In looking at Google searches, there are many other insights about elections that Stevens Devodovitz has gleaned. One is that you can predict how many people in a given area will vote by examining how many people search for info about polling places in the days leading up to the election. Another clue is which candidate's name the user enters into the search box first. For instance, whether someone searches Trump-Clinton debate or Clinton-Trump debate. The name that appears in the first position most often will likely win the race. One thing that Stephen Devodovitz enjoys about data analysis is how it can be applied to ideas that have been untestable historically. One such area he has studied is Freudian slips. Sexualized typos such as pedestrian when the word should be pedestrian. By analyzing these mistakes, the author found that these sexualized typos are no more likely to occur than non-sexualized typos, meaning that Freudian slips are just a matter of chance, not repressed desires. Broadly speaking, Stevens Devodovitz believes that big data offers four advantages over traditional research. The first is novelty. Big data can use unexpected information to drive new insights. One example is a Google tool that the author used to find a connection between the unemployment rate and searches for online pornography. It turns out that searches for porn increase with the unemployment rate, simply because people have more time on their hands.